Hello and thank you for joining us for Start Stop here at St Stephen Walbrook, when we start the day by stopping to reflect for a few minutes. Please do come and go as your schedule dictates. This month marks 100 years since the foundation of the British Broadcasting Company, as it then was. Known for its mission to inform, educate and entertain, the official motto of the corporation, found in its now rarely seen coat of arms, is actually "Nation shall speak peace unto nation." The text is thought to be based on a passage from the Book of Micah, which you can find on page 898 of the Old Testament. Reading from Micah chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. "In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. Peoples shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths.' For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines, and under their own fig trees. And no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God, for ever and ever." The opening words of the Book of Micah suggest that the prophet lived at the start of the 8th century BC. This was a time of relative prosperity, but this wealth was not shared equally. Sound familiar? In his prophecy, Micah holds the governing class to account for this inequality, accusing them of profiting at the expense of the poorest in society, highlighting incidents of outright theft and bribery. Political leaders were supported by corrupt prophets who promised the protection of God for anyone who could afford to pay for it. Micah warns that the consequence of these violations of God's covenant will be the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel and the occupation of Jerusalem by a foreign power. During Micah's lifetime, both Judah and the kingdom of Israel to the north came under increasing threat from the powerful Assyrian Empire. Israel was the first to fall, with many thousands of refugees moving south to Judah, increasing pressure on resources there. Micah offers three prophecies of judgment, each of which is followed by a promise of restoration, when God will intervene to put things right for the faithful few who remain. The fourth chapter, the start of which we've just heard, is one such proclamation of hope. In it, the temple in Jerusalem is rebuilt and filled once again with God's presence. People from every nation flock to it, eager to learn the Lord's ways, to understand his word. "For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem," Micah predicts. This word of peace and reconciliation transforms the relationship between the nations of the world. Swords are refashioned into ploughs, spears into pruning hooks. There is no more war. "Nation shall not lift up sword against nation." It is this line that's thought to have inspired the BBC's motto, "Nation shall speak peace unto nation," an appropriate sentiment for a broadcasting company born in the shadow of the First World War. Like Micah's prophecy of hope, the BBC's first leader, John Reith, firmly believed that the spoken word had the power to transform the world, that broadcasting had the potential to unite people like social cement. From the outset, news bulletins were the foundation of the BBC schedules, although in the early days the company had no journalists of its own. And there was no Today programme. An agreement with the main newspaper proprietors restricted news bulletins to the evenings, so as not to affect sales of the morning papers. The BBC's reporting of the general strike in 1926 was heavily criticised by some for its lack of impartiality, one factor which led to its foundation as a corporation the following year, a royal charter setting out the terms of its independence from government. While still accused of bias today from all sides, the BBC is renowned the world over for its careful reporting of events and for its ability, like the prophet Micah, to hold the rich and powerful to account. Shining light on corruption and injustice, using the spoken word to help change the world. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has described the BBC as Britain's greatest gift to the world. In Micah's vision, the words of God transform his people, who turn away from their destructive ways and towards generative activities. Swords become ploughshares, spears become pruning hooks. But the Israelites soon revert to their bad behaviour. Eventually, Micah predicts, a Messiah will be born in Bethlehem, who, like a shepherd, will lead God's faithful people, saving them from this cycle of disobedience. 700 years later, at the back of an inn in Bethlehem, God's word was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. As we mark the centenary of the BBC, an organisation driven by belief in the power of the spoken word to change the world, let us reflect on the transforming power of God's word made flesh and respond to his call to broadcast this good news. In our prayers, the response to "the mouth of the Lord has spoken" is "and made us his messengers of peace." The mouth of the Lord has spoken and made us his messengers of peace. Almighty God, we give thanks for the gift of your words. Open our hearts to the reality of its transforming power. Give us the courage to hear and to share it with the world. The mouth of the Lord has spoken and made us his messengers of peace. Living God, send your blessing upon all who seek to bring people closer together through the power of the word, especially those who do so at risk to their lives. We pray for broadcasters and journalists, artists, writers, preachers, diplomats, and campaigners. May they help to beat our swords into ploughshares and spears into pruning hooks. The mouth of the Lord has spoken and made us his messengers of peace. Loving God, forgive us when the words we use speak not of your mercy, justice, or peace. We pray for all who desperately need to hear your words of comfort and healing this day. For an end to inequality, injustice and conflict in the world, in our homes and in our hearts. The mouth of the Lord has spoken and made us his messengers of peace. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us this day and always. Amen.